I'm Cheryl Corley. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. A little later in the program, we'll get an update on an initiative to build the leadership skills of women in poor countries. But first, high school and college students from the U.S. and Canada are preparing to travel to Africa this week for the HERO campaign. That's a volunteer program. It's aimed at helping children in Namibia and South Africa get better access to education and health care, especially those affected by HIV and AIDS. Joining me to talk about the six-week trip are students Kelly McCann of Little Neck, New York, who will be a freshman at the State University of New York in the fall, and Philippe Pierre Antoine, a soon-to-be senior at Cooper City High School in Cooper City, Florida. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Kelly, why don't we begin with you? Tell me what motivated you to participate in this program.
Well, I studied abroad in Turkey as a sophomore 2 years ago, and it really opened up my mind to world travel. And also, I grew up in Queens, New York, which is a very diverse area. And so I've always kind of had an interest in world cultures. And so this not only was a great volunteer opportunity, it's also a way for me to see the world and see other cultures mm-hmm. at a young age.
Mm-hmm. And you, Philippe?
Well, Africa is some place that I always wanted to go. In seventh grade, a girl came to my class and showed a documentary about her trip to Africa. She just was working with all these children, and it really touched a nerve. And I felt so, these kids, they never stop smiling. I mean, whatever hardships they're going through, they never stop smiling. You don't see them complaining or anything. And I mean, I just wanted to do it like really badly after that.
You were moved by their spirit. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Philippe, I understand you've traveled quite a bit. What are you hoping to learn while you're in Africa this summer?
I'm hoping to learn, like, how they live and how I can help more. These kids don't really have anything. They lack the basic necessities in which most Americans take for granted. So it's really, like, a way to see a different culture and see how I can help in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, Philippe, I understand you're 16, correct?
Yes.
And Kelly, you're 17. Most kids your age would spend their summers hanging out with friends, trying to earn some money maybe go to camp. Why did you both decide to dedicate most of your summer to a volunteer program? Philippe, why don't we begin with you?
Well, my life is kind of privileged. I live in a pretty decent neighborhood. I have the opportunity to play tennis, and I feel it's not fair that other kids don't have the same opportunity that I have, and they don't even wouldn't understand what my life is about. I mean, the fact that these kids are in a rural area, they lack the basic necessities, and it's just so important that these kids have the hope and opportunity that I was given.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, what do you think?
I also agree with Philippe that it's our duty as people who have come up in a privileged environment to do what we can to help out other human beings. So I think this is a really great opportunity to do that. The HERO campaign mm-hmm. Definitely has great intentions with that. And also, I think it's important that we do this while we're young because we're getting started and we're setting ourselves on the right path where when we're older, we'll continue and we'll realize how important this is at a young age.
Do you know what sort of things you'll be doing?
Well, as a 2008 HERO Youth Ambassador, we'll be going to Africa and this summer to work on projects such as building housing, working on schools, putting up fencing mm-hmm. to help people in Africa stay in school, specifically girls.
Now, I understand that in order to go on the trip, you are required to come up with $5,000 to cover your expenses. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the program encourages you to raise funds in what they say are interesting and unique ways. And I was wondering what you came up with to earn your money. Kelly, what did you do?
Well, in my school, we ordered silicone bracelets, similar to the Livestrong ones that a lot of people have. And they were red, and they say Africa 2008, Imagine. And I made the theme in my school of the campaign that I worked on, Imagine, which I think was important because it's getting children to think or students to think what they can do to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold a bunch of those bracelets and we just asked for donations around school. And I just found a lot of support from my school, from teachers and students. They helped me meet and exceed my goal of $5,000. And the bracelets were a huge success. And so that was really great.
So you exceeded it by how much?
I have, I think, $8,500.
And so what do you do with the extra money?
The extra money will go to the United Nations Association of the United States of America and the 2008 Hero Youth Campaign, which is the campaign that I will be going to Africa with.
And Philippe, what did you come up with to earn your money?
I had a walkathon around my neighborhood, and we walked 12 miles, and a lot of people supported us, friends and family. And I also had a 3-on-3 basketball tournament in which all my friends came out and supported. You got a 3-on-3 basketball team, and then they all competed. And we also did a bake sale in which my mom and I baked a whole bunch of cookies and Haitian patties, and we sold a lot of those. And we got a lot of support all around.
Well, Africa can be a difficult place to travel to emotionally because the hardships of many Africans are quite dire, from extreme poverty to the highest rate of HIV and AIDS in the world to lack of clean water. The list can go on. Why do you believe you're up to this task?
I don't know exactly what to expect at this point, but I know that we go there with good intentions, and I know that physically I'm up to that task, but I think that more mentally, we have the intention of working with the children and just bringing them some joy if we can. So I think that is what the mental aspect of it is what really makes us ready for it.
Mm-hmm. What are your hopes when you return from this trip?
For me, I think the biggest thing I hope for is a stronger sense of self, a stronger sense of my place in the world and what I can realistically do.
Mm-hmm. And you, Philippe?
Basically to spread awareness. I like to become like an advocate for this kind of stuff and just spread awareness. I mean, a lot of people, they think they know what's going on, but they really don't.
You're talking about the plight of African people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly McCann joined us from our New York bureau, and Philippe Pierre Antoine joined us from member station WLRN in Miami. They both leave for a 6-week volunteer program in Africa this week. I got wishes to you. I hope you come back and tell us how your trip went.
Thank you.
Thank you.